Mr. Co-Chair, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I join my previous speakers in thanking the Government of Switzerland and the United Nations for organizing this timely event. We commend the Secretary General for presenting his comprehensive plan of action to prevent violent extremism. We consider this to be an excellent basis for the UN's integrated work on preventing violent extremism. We welcome the recent adoption by the UN's General Assembly of the plan of action. Mr. Chairman, violent extremism undermines our efforts to maintain peace and security, foster sustainable development, and promote the respect of human rights. It is a formidable challenge, and we must join ranks to address it in a focused, determined, and comprehensive manner. The plan of action presented by the Secretary General contains useful tools and recommendations. It is a sound basis for our collective, integrated, and strategic work on preventing violent extremism. We see many commonalities between our national policies and actions on preventing violent extremism under the resolute guidance of our Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and the 7-point agenda of action outlined by the Secretary General. Violent extremists do not belong to any religion. We denounce the use of religion to justify violent extremist act. We reject any narrow, misinformed interpretation of Islam, our religion of peace. In Bangladesh, we maintain a zero-tolerance approach to terrorism and violent extremism. We have stringent counter-terrorism legislations, an effective national strategy to combat terrorism, a robust intelligence network among concerned agencies, and constant vigil to disrupt terrorist network and eventually degrade any potential violent extremist entities and tendencies. We have largely been able to contain the homegrown violent extremist groups. We have so far banned 6 local terrorist outfits, including the group that claimed to have killed some online activists in recent past. We are also making progress in stemming the flow of terrorist financing. From our experience and evidences, we know that extremism thrives on poverty and underdevelopment, lack of education and opportunity, and deprivation, among many other things. We remain firmly committed to addressing all these drivers and sponsors of violent extremism. Our pro-poor, pro-people development agenda has prevented violent extremists from taking advantage of people's sense of being left out. Our sustained investment in human development has been critical in reducing poverty, enhancing women's social mobility, creating education and employment opportunity, especially for the youth, and strengthening human rights and the rule of law. Bangladesh's impressive achievement in women empowerment has been a critical factor in resisting extremist elements in our midst. We have focused on education reform to bring up our children with a tolerant and scientific outlook. We are investing in our youth as a sentinel against the merchants of terror. We have engaged our youth's energy, creativity in building a digital Bangladesh. To build such a knowledge-based society, we have made it a mission to infuse a culture of peace in the minds of our children and youth. Our awareness building work with the religious clerics and teachers has shown good results. We are working closely with our civil society, media, private sector for advocacy against violent extremists. We have partnered with the Global Community Engagement and Resilience Fund, known as GCERF, to further work through community-based organization. We cannot afford to lose the battle against terrorists and violent extremists. As we build the foundation of a sustainable future, this is a shared challenge we must take head on. From this vantage point, we wish to see that our deliberations here do not end up in rhetoric, but in resolute actions. On our part, we will continue to remain a reliable partner of the UN in fighting terrorism and preventing violent extremism globally, regionally, and nationally. I thank you.